Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. We don't have an original air date. The Merchant of Death is the title. Let's get into it, and thanks for listening.
Hola, amigos. This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Merchant of Death. The meeting between an Eastern desperado, known as Maxie the Merchant, and myself, accounted for one of the strangest incidents in the history of our early West. There was no hint of the approaching danger as Maxie gazed at the plateau of rangeland from the platform of a speeding train.
Wait a minute. What kind of place is this? 8 billion miles or nothing. Just plain nothing. Now, look here, Maxie. You just got to get a hold of yourself. You're just sitting out here on the back of the train talking to yourself. That ain't healthy. Would just grab a gander at all them big hats pounding the dirt after that train there. Yeah. See, five will get you 8, Maxie. Them roofs is going to make it. Them hayburners is sure covering the train.
All right, boys. Oh. You know what to do as soon as I get up on that observation platform.
Yeah. Come on, Stretch. Give your pony the whip. This is on the home stretch.
Yeah. Get up there.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah. Nice feet of athletic stretch. Just made the jump from the...
I cut your jaw in, Shorty. Yeah. Never mind, boys. I can handle this little dude. The train's got to slow down for Horseshoe Grade.
Hey, wait a minute, Stretch. I don't like for nobody to point a cannon at me. For one thing, it ain't polite.
Get your hand out of your coat pocket, Shorty.
Sure thing. And for another, it ain't healthy for the guy what's sprinting at me.
Knock the gun out of my hand, will you, you little weasel?
Thanks for calling me little. Now, steady, Stretch. Now he got his cannon.
Hey, what'd you hit me with, Shorty?
Oh, you're going to feel him again, Stretch. We don't like you should call us Shorty. No. These knuckles dusters is what I hit you with.
Well, I'll be branded for a maverick. You got a pair of brass knuckles that fit over your fist.
Yeah, that's right. And I also got an equalizer here in the same pocket.
An equalizer? What's that?
Oh, what's that, he says. What a dummy. A cannon, a rod, a gun, an equalizer. They're all the same thing. Yeah, you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
I could have used my own gun on you if I'd have wanted. But from the looks of things, you and your boys and me is all in the same business.
Well, maybe you got something there, partner. What's your handle?
Maxie the Merchant, I'm called. And I'm from Brooklyn, NY. Yeah, that's short for New York. My real name's Maxie Bowers. What's your handle, Stretch?
I'm Cass Hargrave, Maxie. I might make a place in my gang for an hombre like you. I like the way you handle yourself.
Yeah. Listen to this now, will you? All right, so here. I'm giving you back your cannon.
Hey, you're sure a funny hombre, Max.
Yeah.
It sure tickles me, that lingo of yours, calling a six-gun a cannon. Me and the boys are after the gold on this train.
Yeah? How much?
Around $4,000. It's a shipment from the Golconda mine.
Small change. Hardly worth it to stick around for that kind of coin. But if you get organized, it could make things interesting. Yeah, now, if this was my mob, we would apply modern business methods.
What do you mean?
I like that lad. That's why I'm called Maxie the Merchant. See? I'm going to show you that crime can really pay. With my methods and your bullet boys, we'll make it pay. And pay, and pay, and pay.
Cisco Pancho got to tell you Pancho getting a little sick of riding on this train.
When we started on this journey for Senora Martin, you were very anxious to ride on the train, Pancho.
But now Pancho tired of it.
Very shortly, we'll be in Colorado Springs, Pancho. And as soon as we turn this money over to Senora Martin, we can be on our way.
How much money of the senores you carry now, Cisco?
Oh, a little over $1,200.
Oh, that's a lot of money, Cisco.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, she'd be surprised you get such a good price for her cattle.
I knew we could get a better price by driving that herd to Denver. No, I'm glad we did it.
Madre mía, Cisco, bandidos.
All right, folks, it's a holdup. Raise your hands, throw them.
Only two bandidos, Cisco. We fight them?
Look behind you, Chico, at the other dog.
Aye, more of those coyotes. They got their faces covered, too.
Those mavericks must have control of the train. They're slowing down.
All right, simmer down, folks. I'm going to pass my hat among you, and you better drop your money and valuables in it if you want to keep on living.
Oh, boy, stop. You should never trust the suckers to give up the keepsake, Stretch.
Oh, the little hombre wearing the city clothes, Cisco, he sure talk funny. What country he from?
Get this. What country am I from? I'm a Brooklyn fatty. And if I didn't know better, I would think this was a Bronx making a remark like that.
Brooklyn, Bronx? What you say?
Yeah, never mind, never mind. Just give out with the cash and keep the hands away from the corpse makers.
Give out? Keep away the what?
Oh, what a dummy. The cash, the dinero, the money. I want you to give me all you got.
Pancho not got no money, and Pancho not like you call him fatty, you little coyote, you.
Pay no attention to it, Pancho. Do what this hombre says.
But Cisco...
We ain't got all day. Come on, hurry up. Get a move on.
Oh, just because you bandidos, you wear the neckerchiefs over your face, not mean you'll not be recognized.
You shut up. I'll bash you in the mouth.
Steady, Maverick. Drop your gun.
Bueno, Cisco, you draw fast and you get the drop on him when he turns his head.
Oh, wait. It's me height. Oh, help me.
Padre, it's a heart attack.
Well, look out, Cisco. We get in the way of your gun.
Yeah, I just fell for it, sucker. Get up, Stretch. Drop him on the head.
This will take the fight out of you, cowpook.
Oh, you gun whip, Cisco. Pancho, get you.
Couple of you boys, grab this little saddle bomb. Here. All right, now. Now, simmer down. Shut up, all of you.
We work good together, Stretch. Yeah. Now, let me see what this big palooka's got that's white bruising his neck for.
You leave Cisco alone. He not got no money neither.
Yeah, I bet. From the way Fatso talks, this gazebo must be loaded.
Now, hurry up, will you? The boys have already got the payroll from the mail car. Look outside. I'm mounted and ready for a getaway.
Yeah, all right. Hey, which is looky here, Stretch. A money belt. See? What did I tell you?
Please, Senor Bandido, not you take that money. It not belong to Cisco. It belong to a widow woman who need it.
Yeah, belong. Would you listen to this character? A regular comic. Fancho, you know you should be in show business.
Yeah, you got the right idea about searching these passengers. All right, boys, get to it and make it fast.
Well, you got everything on your side now, you coyotes. But Cisco and Pancho take the trail after all your bandidos and hunt you down. Hunt you down and put you behind bars where you belong.
Virgil? Sheriff Virgil Tompkins. Where's that confounded sheriff? Sheriff Tompkins!
I'm here. You're in the back room, Judge McGurkey.
What in thunder are you hanging around the sheriff's office for when there's just been another train robbery in this county?
Well, you see, it's this way, Judge.
Shaving in the middle of the day. This is the time to be shaving, Sheriff Tompkins.
I can't help it, Judge. I've been out with the posse all night, trying to trail them train robbers.
Seems to me you should have found some trace of them.
Doing the best I can.
See a posse, you bad.
What? What'd you say, Tompkins?
I said being the posse, you're doing the very best, Judge.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place instead of mumbling?
It wasn't mumbling. I had my tongue in my cheek so I could shave around my mustache. Now,
Judge, I get you.
Blasted old to salvation, there you go again. Will you stop that infernal shaving and mumbling?
Now, look here, Judge McGarry.
You look here, Tompkins. I got you elected sheriff because I figured you'd be a right hand to me. Upholding the law and order and justice in this grand and glorious country of ours.
Now, please get your joint, Judge. Ain't electioneering to no voters.
Now, in the land of children, the body of
well, by the three-toed lizard of Tavistock.
I think I would never want to drop in the first place.
Hombre, what? This skin ain't got no time to be sheriff.
Right, incompetence. Uncompass mentis. Wouldn't know a habeas corpus from a corpus delicti. Don't know why in tarnation I put up with it. poorest excuse for a sheriff I ever saw.
That's him. That's the judge.
A couple of my constituents. Good day, gentlemen.
Howdy, Judge.
I'd love to stop and spend the time of day with you fellow citizens. The pressing nature of my official duties. The train robbery, you know.
Yeah. We know. We heard. We was there.
Well, if you were unfortunate enough to lose property to those villainous road agents, you'll just have to make a report at the sheriff's office. I haven't time right now.
Hey, monkey.
What? To whom are you speaking?
Maxie is talking to you, Judge. Shut up and listen.
Why, you can't get away with this.
Judge, looky here. My hand, it's in my coat pocket. No? And in my hand is a little cannon, an equalizer, a gun what spits lead.
Quite.
Better move along, Judge.
Yes, of course. What is it you want?
Well, you see, it stacks up like this, Judge. Cass Hargrave and me. I'm Maxie the merchant.
Maxie the merchant?
Yeah. The genuine moniker's Maxie Bowers. Only I'm called Maxie the merchant on account of cause I sell crime. I'm a merchant of death.
Please to make your acquaintance, Mr. Maxie.
Well, we figures to operate in this territory, Judge. Now, for the right kind of operation, yes, it's got to have the law on your side and make a payoff. Now, that's what we want to do.
How much is this payoff?
For a starter, that's about $1,200. Yes, you got that money when I took from the big group you skunked over the head. The gazebo, the fat one called Cisco.
Cisco? Cisco Kid?
Yeah, Judge. What about him?
Well, he's a bad hombre to tangle with. He invariably snares his opponents with a fast draw, a pair of handy fists, and the net of the law.
Well, then, already by the Cisco Kid, there's a funeral coming. For the handy mitts, I got the knuckle dusters. For the fast draw, I got an equalizer, too. And for the net of the law, we got you, Judge. I only hope that that Cisco Kid does come after me.
Pancho, hope we able to find that sheriff, Cisco.
Here is Judge McCarkey's office, Pancho. Not on the sheriff's door, said he would be here.
Only one hombre in the office, Cisco.
What is this, senor?
What is this, senor?
Good day, gentlemen. Good day. I'm very, very busy, as you can see.
We are sorry to disturb you, Judge. Compañero and I are looking for the sheriff.
Well, he was here a couple of hours ago. He'll be back very shortly. This train robbery has caused a lot of work for Sheriff Tompkins. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I'm writing a speech for the approaching election. Just a portion of the rigorous duties of my office. As you can see, that wastebasket is full of speeches I've started and had to toss aside. Would you believe it? That basket was clean and empty when the sheriff left my office.
See, senor judge, we're sorry we bother you.
Darn it, my aim's getting bad. Missed the wastebasket.
Never mind, judge, I will pick it up. We will wait for the sheriff and...
What's the matter, Cisco?
Who else has been in this office since the sheriff was here?
No one. Come to think of it, you're the first visitors I've had since the sheriff left.
Get your hands up, Judge.
Cisco, why are you trotting gun on the judge?
What in tarnation? What do you think you're doing?
This money belt in your wastebasket.
Oh, Cisco, that the money belt the bandidos take from you with the Senora Martin's money.
That's impossible. Cisco Kid?
That is right, Judge McCarkey. Where is the money that came from this belt?
How would I know? I never saw that belt before. I don't know how it got in that wastebasket.
It was not in the basket 2 hours ago. You said yourself the basket was clean and empty.
Then someone else put it there. How dare you blame me?
You had no other visitor since the sheriff left. You remember?
Chihuahua, you got him there, Cisco. He not can lie his way out of this.
You two are going to feel the full wrath of the law.
I will waste no time with you, hombre. Talk or I will take...
You mean you would shoot me in cold blood?
Make a move, and I'll kill you where you stand.
I hear the sheriff.
I was able to hear through the door the last thing you said, Judge. Reckon I caught these cold-footed killers dead to right. Drop that gun, hombre.
You couldn't have showed up at a better time, Sheriff Tompkins. Place these two desperados under arrest.
Don't try no tricks, hombre. May not be the smartest sheriff in the world. I got brains enough to kill you if you make one false move.
Shame. There is my gun, sir, Sheriff.
That's right. Take it nice and easy. Judge, you get their other gun.
I'll do just that, Sheriff Tompkins. And we'll march these two train robbers over to the calaboose. If they try to escape, we'll shoot them and save the country the expense of hanging them.
We'll
ride the rest of the way into town by ourselves. Now, wait here till I come for you.
Whoa, there, Hoist. Oh, please, Hoist. Walk, will you? Cass, how do you turn off this contraption?
Pull up on the reins, Maxie. He'll stop. Whoa, there. Walk, jump in, walk.
What did I do to deserve this? I won't be able to sit down for a week.
I wonder why the judge wants to see us so soon, Maxie.
Oh, well, 8 to 5, it's the payoff. Yes, he wants more.
Hold there, hold.
Oh, stop already, will you?
Yeah, I'll help you down, Maxie.
This horse back in is for the voyage.
Come on, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Hey, there's the judge at the office door. He sure must be anxious to see us.
Come in. I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Glad you got here as soon as you did.
What's the matter, Judge?
The Cisco Kid's the matter. It's a very definite threat to our successful business operation.
What happened?
Unfortunately, that money belt you took from him...
Yeah.
He discovered the empty belt in my wastebasket.
Oh, what a dummy. What a dope. Yeah, how do you like that, Cass?
Now. No need for alarm. I was able to have the sheriff arrest Cisco and his partner.
Where are they now?
Safely lodged in the jail.
Yeah, well, they should be safely lodged in a cemetery.
You hold a mirror to my sentiments, Maxie.
Well, me and the boy that'll handle it, Judge McGargy. Consider Cisco and Pancho dead.
Chance for us to break out of this jail, said Cisco.
There is one chance, Pancho.
How, Cisco? How?
After listening to the sheriff talk, I do not believe he is in cahoots with that crooked Judge McGargy and the banditos who robbed the train.
Oh, he like every other sheriff. Even if he's not in cahoots with them, he not believe what we tell him.
We may be able to convince him. Here's what I want you to do.
Jesus, for what?
Pretend you've suddenly gone out of your head.
You want Pancho to make believe Pancho loco?
See?
Act as though you are crazy. Well, then what you do, Cisco?
You will see, amigo. Go ahead.
All right. Cisco say it. Pancho do it. Here go. Pancho, a little bird. Pancho fly up to the treetop.
Hey, what's going on back there? What's the matter with you two?
What's the matter with you two?
Ah, you train robbers, look here. You gotta behave yourselves while you're in my jail.
Stop, Pancho, no, you got to be Jesse James.
I'm the sheriff, Pancho, and you know it.
Then you the sheriff of the coyotes.
It's downright silly, Pancho.
You the sheriff of the dogs.
You know who I am. Sheriff Virgil Tompkins.
Oh, you ride a horse?
Ding dang tootin', I ride a horse. Why?
Ride a horse. Sheriff Virgil, ride a horse.
Now look here. Loco Maverick. Blasted well, my name's Sheriff Virgil Tompkins.
Virgil. What's your name?
Virgil? I'm Virgil Tompkins. Now you've got me doing it. Cisco, what time is this matter with that partner of yours?
It is the hits in your sheriff. There's not enough air in this small cell. Perhaps if you put us in that large cell up in front of the door.
Well, in that case, I reckon it's my duty to help this idiot in spite of his cell.
All right, Sheriff, I'm getting
ready. Whoa. Oh, Plano, Cisco, you got his sheriff's call.
Poncho, you ain't no more local than I am. You ain't putting on air.
That is right, Senor Sheriff. Here's your gun.
But Cisco...
We are not going to escape. Poncho and I did all this to convince you that what we said was the truth. And to get your help against Judge McGarvey. He is as crooked as the Snake River.
Hey, give me back my gun. Now, I don't reckon you'd have done that if you wasn't telling the truth. That wild-eyed story about the judge's wastebasket and the money belt, and it must be honest.
Santos, there are a lot of hombres coming toward the jail.
Do you need any more proof, Sheriff Tompkins? That big hombre is one of the train robbers. And so is that little one dressed in the city clothes.
See, he the one what talks so funny.
It looks to me like they're heading here to make trouble.
See? Unless I miss my guess, they are on their way to kill Pancho and me. Since we are the only ones who can prove the judge is thrown in with them.
You and Pancho still get time to get away. Get out by the back door.
No, Senor Sheriff. I have an idea we can catch every one of those banditos with very little trouble.
Well, how, Cisco, how we can do that?
By leaving the door of that big cell open, since it is in direct line with the front door.
Yeah. Front door's locked. Them hombres, we've got to break it down here, plow through.
Right into that cell. Oh, and Pancho will be right by that cell door to close and lock it on them.
Better get this front door locked pronto.
Now, cry out for help, Senor Sheriff. Say that Pancho and I are...
Good idea, Cisco.
Help! Help! Cisco, Pancho!
Glasses for your gun, Senor Sheriff. There are 6 bullets in this gun. If you try to get me, 6 of you will die. And there are enough hombres in this town who will back the sheriff to take care of the rest of you. Now throw your guns out of the cell onto the floor. Pronto!
And by that big handle, a little different. You're doing like you told him, Cisco. I round up that thieving Judge McGarvey. We'll consider we've cleaned house in this town.
Oh, that good, Sheriff Tompkins. Then you're able to clean out the jail and send all his banditos to the territory prison. And by the big people of the little handle, there they pay for their crime. Now that the crooked judge and those 2 banditos are in the jail, are we able to take the money to Senor Martin with no trouble at all, Cisco?
Si. We were lucky to get the senor's money back from the judge.
Si, we were very lucky.
But I noticed you were not so lucky with that newsboy who was selling the papers outside the courthouse.
Oh, no, Cisco, Pancho, not so lucky.
What was your fight with him about, Pancho?
Well, Pancho hear that newsboy yelling, extra, extra, extra paper.
But how did that get you into a fight with him?
Because when that newsboy yell, he got the extra paper, Pancho take it.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh,
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.